I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support. Stardate, May 26th. One of the major beauties of the summer sky dangles in the northeast this evening like a piece of cosmic jewelry, the constellation Lyra. Its brightest star is Vega, the fifth brightest star in the night sky. It sparkles like the diamond stud in an earring. The rest of Lyra hangs to its lower right like the rest of the earring. It forms a parallelogram, a slanted rectangle. Under fairly dark skies, it's easy to see. Lyra represents a lyre, a small harp. In sky lore, it was sometimes shown being held by a large bird, an eagle or vulture. In fact, the name Vega comes from an Arabic phrase that means the falling eagle. But mainly, the lyre was associated with the story of Orpheus. His music was legendary. When he accompanied Jason and the Argonauts, his playing silenced the sirens, evil creatures who lured sailors to their doom. Orpheus married Eurydice, but she was bitten by a snake and died. Orpheus begged Hades, the god of the underworld, to let Eurydice return to him. His music was so beautiful that Hades agreed. But there was one condition. Orpheus couldn't look back until they were outside. But he couldn't resist. He looked too soon, and Eurydice vanished into the underworld forever. Orpheus was heartbroken. He roamed aimlessly across the countryside, playing sad but beautiful music on his lyre, an instrument commemorated in the stars. We'll have more about Vega tomorrow. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.